Okay, so since tomorrow's going to be Shu'a Shel Pesach, I figure what we do is discuss a little bit just the significance and the lumdus of how to understand Shu'a Shel Pesach. So to start, we're going to look at the comment of the Mario. Mario writes, Omim Zvan Kher Yusein, Chag Matzah Zazah, Gami Yom HaKharonim. So according to Mario, we know in davening on Pesach we say Zvan Kher Yusein, on Shu'a we say Zvan Matan Kher Yusein, and on Sukkot we say Zvan Simcha Yusein. So he says, "Zman chayesenu on all days of Pesach, Marak, which only be yom ha'achrom shel Pesach, zman simchasenu, mishim simchas tviyas mitzayim b'yam aikon l'shana." But he brought quotes from Marak that we don't say zman chayesenu on the last day of Pesach. What you say in davening, you should say chag matzos zman simchasenu, because of the simcha of the journey of the Egyptians. Achen b'mei marisagel shemat shem shinei, but the Mariel didn't change it. He said zman chayesenu all of Pesach. And then he says, and we don't say Shachianu on the last days of Pesach. Okay, but we'll merge this with Mariel. We have Machlokes here. Do Mariel and Marak, do you say Zman Simchasenu on the last day of Pesach? Do you say Zman Chersenu on the last day of Pesach? Now, the Shita of the Marak, that you say Zman Simchasenu, is a little bit strange. Why is it that you're saying Zman Simchasenu? We're changing it to the Nusach HaTfil. The question is, you have to understand this Shita. Yeah.
There's also a problem, like Gemara says, like Maisiyadi.
You might say Yadai Tov Miyam Atamar Mishir. That's the Kasha of Knesset Gedola. Shai Knesset Gedola asked that question. So I think the Chuluk Yaakov is the whole territory. I think the Pasha Pshad is that there's a Chuluk between saying Shira versus saying Zvan Simchasenu. Because you're not saying Shira, just saying Zvan Simchasenu. It's not a Shira. It's just that's the day. I mean, the day is a day of Simcha because the Egyptians ran. So that's not part of Maisi Yadai. What we probably Maisi Yadai is saying Hal and saying Shira, but it's not saying Shira. It's just defining what the day is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so to answer the question, probably where the Mariel is coming from, there's an important Rabban Al-Tor. Rabban Al-Tor writes that the same way between Pesach and Shavuos, you have a time period of Sukkot. The same way you go, right, we have the first day of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. In between you have Chol Moed. So Rabban Al-Tor writes that really the same thing should be true between the first day of Pesach to Shavuos. The first day of Pesach is Yantif. Shavuos is Atzeres. And in between is like a Chol Moed time period. So really, the time Shu'a Shel Pesach should really just be a Chol Hamoed. The only reason why Shu'a Shel Pesach has any halachic significance is because it's the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. So since it's Kriyas Yamsuf, so that caused it to be a new Yantif. So according to my Rak, Pshat is that since the entire reason why we even have a Yantif of Shu'a Shel Pesach is because of the fact that Egyptians drowned on this day, so we're going to change the davening to reflect the fact that that's what the Yantif is all about. I mean, Shu'a Shel Pesach is fundamentally different than the first day of Pesach. First day of Pesach is about the Cheirus. When it comes to Shu'a Shel Pesach, the only reason why the day is a Yantif to begin with really shouldn't be a Yantif, because we want to go first day Yantif, Chol Moed, and then to the last day of Yantif, so it should be first day of Pesach, Chol Moed, and then Shavuos. But the only reason we don't have a Yantif in the middle is because of the Simcha of the fact that the Egyptians drowned. So if we're going to call it Zvan Simcha Senu. Why not?
Well, so why are we saying we don't say Simchatenu on the first Pesach? Because we actually started walking out.
Yeah, it's
but
chaos.
We completed the act of leaving this rhyme at Kriyas Yamsuf one time.
No, so that's chat.
Chased by the army.
Yes, I mean, that's chat. I mean, why is it that we still say Zvan Chayesenu? According to my real, according to what we do, why is it that we say Zvan Chayesenu still? So no, they assume that it's still a time period of freedom because we didn't become totally free until after Kriyas Yamsuf. So we're not going to say Zman Chayesenu until, even on the Shu'a Shel Pesach. But they still agreed to the fact that the significance of the seventh day of Pesach emanates from Kriyas Yamsuf. I mean, they're going to agree to that. And there's a very fascinating comment from the Sefer Batim. Sefer Batim lived in, he's one of the Rishonim. So he writes, Masha ba mitzvah hashvisa v'yam ha-Shu'a Shel Pesach v'amah mikra kodesh. So the reason why we don't do melacha on the last day of Pesach, Shu'a Shel Pesach, is not the reason we're doing Chag HaMatzos. Because the reason why we don't do melacha on the first day of Pesach is Zechle Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Ach b'yom Shvi'i ba Shvi'isak ba Zechle Kriyas Yamsuf. The reason why we don't do melacha on the seventh day of Pesach is Zechle Kriyas Yamsuf. Shvi'i Shvi'i Yardu Liyam Vam Mishira. Because on the seventh day they went to the Yam and said Shira v'enenu me'inyan yom harishon. And it's not like the reason for the first day. And the pasuk says, right, the first 6 days we eat matzah, and the seventh day it says, "After yom zeh mishar yomim," to differentiate this from the every days, which lomer shabbat inyan acher. This the reason why we celebrate the seventh day of Pesach is different than all the other days of Pesach.
Right,
Right, so there's a good kasha. I mean, according to what he's saying, that the seventh day of Pesach is fundamentally different than the first day, so we should say Shachianu on the last day of Pesach, the same way we say Shachianu on Shmiat Tzitzkus, it's on Yontif. And then he says, like, Kavana Asliba Zek, Yom Shriyu, Miklal Shiva, Shuzer, Rechilos, Chamrits. So since the seventh day of Pesach is equivalent to the first days of Pesach comes to Chametz and has the same Karbanos, so if it's not really New Yantav, we're not going to say Shachianim. So since Shachianim is fundamentally different, that's like it's on Yantav. He says, really the seventh day of Pesach is like it's on Yantav, but since it's similar enough that we don't eat Chametz and we have the same Korbanos, therefore it's not going to get its own special Shachianim. But you see clearly that the Shlifer Batim really fundamentally understanding the Shlifer Pesach is own independent Yantav, right? It's nothing to do with the first day. First day is about Yitzis Zayin, seventh day is about Kriyas Yantav. Okay, now this point is... What don't you agree about?
The border of Mitzrayim is the Yom Suf. So true Yitzias Mitzrayim actually is at Kriyas Yom Suf. Paul, I'm telling you, still in Mitzrayim.
No, but I mean, it's commemorating a different thing. The first night, it's commemorating a completely different point. Yeah. And so it's getting at.
I don't hear that, but you hear what I'm saying, though.
I'm not disagreeing, but I'm saying, but he's pointing out that we're commanding a different thing. Now, this is also borne out in the comment that it sort of makes the following hard a bunch of places in the Torah. If you look when the Torah presents Pesach and when it presents Sukkot, there's a fundamental difference between what's considered to be a chag. So, just for example, this is just one example, there's many more. So, if you look in Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Vav in Sefer Yikra, Torah says, "Chamisha say yom lachodesh shazeh chag matzos Hashem, shivs yomim matzos teochelu." And it says in pasuk lamed dalid, "Dabar b'nei salim mor b'chamisha say yom lachodesh shazeh chag asukos shivs yomim laHashem." So if you look throughout Chumash, instead it points out the Torah only calls the first day of Pesach a chag. When it comes to Sukkot, all 7 days are considered to be a chag. The Torah never calls the first day, the Torah only calls the first day of Pesach a chag. The seventh day of Pesach is never considered to be a chag by the Torah. It's only the first day of Pesach. Whereas when it comes to Sukkot, all 7 days are considered to be a chag. So, I mean, the simple understanding for that is that there's a fundamental difference between Pesach and Sukkot. But the point is, this is just another ride to the fact that the seventh day of Pesach is fundamentally different than the first day. The first day of Pesach, Torah considers to be a chag. Seventh day of Pesach is not considered to be a chag. Why is it not considered to be a chag? Because really what the seventh day of Pesach is about, it's not really so much connected to the Chag Matzos, it's more its own idea, it's its own entity coming from Kriyas Yom Suf. So therefore the Torah doesn't even call it a Chag. Now I'll just point out some interesting in Hagim that I guess in Nafkamina, which results of the fact that Kriyas Yom Suf is really what defines the last day of Pesach. So you look at the Kobo, of course it's a very interesting custom. V'nagu v'shush shal Pesach v'vishon chatzeres. The tagging of Parsha Kula, Kedei Lahavin and Lanoshim Amei Aretz, Hanisim and Niflos. So what were known to do? Says the Kobo, back in his day, he lived in France in the 1200s, they would translate the Kriyas Torah on Shavuos and on the seventh day of Pesach, in order that the woman in Amei Aretz understand it. In order that they'll listen, they'll give Shelech Hodot to Rosh Baruch Hu, Kib Osa Zmanch Nikva Minag, Himidavim and Kobolash and Aramis. Because when they spoke, when they originally established that we should do a targum to Kriyas Torah, everyone spoke Aramaic. Bizmanazel, Zaz and Minag and Komo. So we didn't change the Minag, but Hosifa of Lidro Shasas Dibras Balaz, Chemishusha Pesach, Mimbiosha, Tzofa Shira. So what they added was, now, in addition to the Targum, they would translate the Kriyas Torah of Shavuos and the Kriyas Torah of Shri Shal Pesach into French. In order that everyone was going to understand it. We also give drashas about what's going to eventually happen, we're going to be redeemed. So in Moshe Rabbeinu, they had a takon that we should be Dorish Hochas Pesach for Pesach. So he says the Kobo, one of the ways we fulfill this is by translating the Kriyas Torah of the seventh day of Pesach into French. So why is it that on Shavuos Pesach we're translating the Kriyas Torah into French? Because no, that's the point. I mean, the point is that Shas Neis. We're trying to re-experience the Kriyas Yom Suf, so therefore we're going to translate that Kriyas Torah into French in order that everyone understands.
It's not only, that's not going to be Dorshin Hilchos Pesach.
No, it is. I mean, that's a kiyum. Meaning Dorshin Hilchos Pesach for Pesach means you are You're teaching people about what the Inyan Mepesach is all about. And part of that is the fact that people now understand that the Nes of Kriyas Yamsov.
Yeah, but how do you check us the Nes of Kriyas Yamsov that happened 3,000 years ago versus the Nes of Kriyas Yamsov that happened right now? Like,
no, I mean, the point we're trying to do is, no, that's what he says.
No, but I'm saying that when you say that the Yantif is it's because it just the Nes as if the Nes just happened now. Like I don't know what the shaykhs between that is in Darshan, because Pesach or Pesach. I understand if you're going to tell me you're teaching what the Yantif is all about from what happened 3,000 years ago. I don't understand what difference does it make that it's just happened right now.
No, that doesn't have any difference. I mean, that doesn't have to mean it. But we're going to try to prove that there's a fundamental difference between Shusha Pesach when we read this Parashat Peshalach. And when we read it, Parshas Peshalach, whatever, read Kriyas Yamsov.
Yeah,
for example, right? Meaning the minhag to stand, right? Meaning there's a minhag that people stand for Shusha Pesach. Minhag people stand for Kriyas Yamsov for Azir Asher. Where's that minhag coming from? Right, the only time people have a minhag to stand up for something is when it comes to Azir Asher and when it comes to Seder Sedibros. Why is it that we're standing? Are these parshas more important than every parsha in the Torah? No, obviously not. The reason we're standing is we're trying to mimic the experience. We're trying to reenact the Seder Dibros where they stood up. We're trying to reenact Kriyas Yamsov where they stood up to walk through the Yam. So that's why a lot of the Rishon point out that the proper time to stand up for a Seder Dibros is not when you read it throughout the year. It's only on the first day of Shavuos. Because on the first day of Shavuos, that Kriyas Torah is supposed to be reenacting the environment of Har Sinai. When we read Parshas Vayeshlach, we read Parshas Yisro, so many of the Masses Bin Yom, which is the source of it, you shouldn't stand. I mean, there's no point to stand. We're not trying to reenact Kabbalah Torah and read it in the parasha. Same thing is true when it comes to Kriyas Yamsov. In Az Yashir, when it comes to Shri Shal Pesach, that's trying to mimic what happened. Whereas when it comes to Parshas Peshalach, we're not trying to mimic what happened, so therefore you don't have to stand. There's other halachas. The Magen Avraham brings down a minog not to give a katan maftir when it comes to Shri Shal Pesach and when it comes to Shavuos. So why? Because again, these maftirs and haftarahs are more important because we're trying to mimic the miracle itself. Right? Someone asked Chaim Kanievsky, what about Parshas Hazino? What's the haftarah for Parshas Hazino? It's the same haftarah as tomorrow. So can you have a katan? Can a katan not read that haftarah? Chaim Kanievsky said, no, there's a fundamental difference. When it comes to Shri Shal Pesach, we're trying to read that's when the Nes occurred. So we only want a gadol to read it. When it comes to Parshas Hazino, fine, it's just like any other haftarah. So anyone is able to read that haftarah. The point is that Shri Shal Pesach, we're trying to reenact, we're trying to sort of commemorate the Nes of Kriyas Yamsov. And Tosin says the same thing. Tosin says that they would translate the haftarah for Shri Shal Pesach. It's a fundamentally different haftarah because this is when the Nes occurred. And if you look also in Avujaham brings down Nagu Shul Hasik Kriyas Yamsov says the Dibros of Kol Shav Tos Ganim Shemishat Torah El Echa Koresam. So even minog that we shouldn't break up Kriyas Shiras Yam, I says the Dibros and the Tochacha, both Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Dvarim, except one person reads them. Okay, fine. So when it comes to Klalos, fine. So I understand. Where is he getting this idea from? We're not supposed to break up the Seder Dibros and Kriyas Yamsov. No, that's the point. The point is that we're not supposed to break up these aliyahs because these aliyahs are like this. We're reenacting what happened, so we want to read it one straight ratzef. When it comes to Shavuos, we read the entirety of Kabbalah Torah one aliyah, and the same thing's true. When it comes to Kriyas Yamsov, we read the entire Shir in one aliyah. Because the point is that we're trying to reenact what happened with Kriyas Yamsov.
He doesn't say that the Peshat is close. He's saying that the big thing is the Peshat.
No, I mean, for a close, it's a different reason. For a close, it's because we don't want to sort of be massacring of a bad thing. And also, if you look in the Vilna Gaon, so he says that, and when it comes to Az Yashar and Shachris, and particularly Zimra, so he says, B'shriva Achron Shav Pesach Onim Mibiyosha Ad Sof Hashir Pasuk V'Pasuk. So they would read it pasuk by pasuk. You know, when it came to Pesuk of the Zimra, the Tzibur would read as Yashar together pasuk and pasuk. Why would they do this? Right? They didn't do this any other day. Some shuls do it even in Parashas Peshach. No, but the reason is because in Shish Pesach, trying to reenact Kriyas Yamsov. So if we're going to sing as Yashar and Tefillah the same way that they would do it, the same way Klai Yisrael did it thousands of years ago. Okay, so that's part two of the show. Now, part three, what I want to do is show that there's different approaches in the Rishonim, understanding what is significant about Shri Shal Pesach that caused it to be Yantif. So there's different approaches. If you look at the Sforinom, the Sforinom writes, Perek Dezayin Pasuk Chas, B'yom Shri Atzeres, So why is it called Netzeres? Netzer bin so yachla v'vod sakel yisala. So the Klausel stopped to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'sharu lo shira b'shir shokag matzos. So they sing a song on the seventh day. L'fika k'm kash osa yom lo tasa melacha. So therefore, you can't do melacha on that day. K'u'eza lo yad shir kodesh klar k'mo shir inyan b'chag sukkos shir 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 mikra kodesh. So it says in the Sorna, if it wasn't for the fact that Klausel sang shir osa yom this day, then there won't be any kedusha at all to Shri Shal Pesach. The only reason why Shri Shal Pesach has in Kedusha is because of the fact that Klai Yisrael sang Shira on that day. So, I mean, according to the Sforno, the significance of Shri Shal Pesach coming from Shira Sayam is from the fact that Klai Yisrael sang Shira on that day. That's also Shita's Rashi. So, Rashi writes in Sechus Megillah, right, the Gemara that gives different Christmas for different holidays. So, it's, on the seventh day, we read Shira Sayam. So, Rashi says, Shri Shal Yom Zen Shal Pesach Amu Shira Sayam. I mean, the reason why we're going to read Shiras Hayam on Sunday of Pesach is because Klai Yisrael said Shiras Hayam. Rashi says this all the Torah as well. I mean, and the point is that Rashi's highlighting is that the reason why we're celebrating Seventh Day of Pesach is because of the Shira that Klai Yisrael said.
That's not necessarily what Rashi's saying. He's just saying, why are we reading Shiras Hayam? This is the most relevant to what happened 3,300 years ago. It's not that this is...
Yeah, I mean, but you could say, right after the Shira.
What else did you want him to read?
You could read that. Rashi could have said that the reason why I read this parasha is just because it occurred on that day. In the fact that Nes of Kiryas Yamsuf. I mean, the question is like this. I mean, is the seventh day of Pesach significant because of Kiryas Yamsuf or because of the Shira? I mean, according to the Sforno, the reason why you have a Yantif on Shisha Pesach is not because of the miracle of Kiryas Yamsuf. It's because of the Shira Klai Yisrael did. Mm-hmm. It's very important. I mean, people think, we sold this Rishon, we're saying that we make such a big deal about the Shira Pesach because Kiryas Yamsuf. This one's not saying that. The significance of Shira Pesach, the reason why it's a Mikra Kodesh, is because this is the day Klai Yisrael sang Shira on the Yam. It has nothing to do with Kiryas Yamsuf. Kiryas Yamsuf was the Heichat Timsuf for him to say Shira, but at the end of the day, it's the Shira that causes Shira Shal Pesach to be. And that's the point Rashi. I mean, Rashi could have said is, we could have read the parasha Kiryas Yamsuf because that's the day that it occurred. But that's not what Rashi says. No, the reason why we're reading this parasha is because this is when Klai Yisrael said Shira. So the main component, the reason, the focus is not on Kiryas Yamsuf, right? The focus is on the Shira that the Jewish people sing. So that's Shita's Rashi. Now, there's a different Shita. If you look in the Barbanel, so Barbanel says different. So he says, Ki Yom Shri Hu Atzeres Hashem Yom Kiryas Yamsuf. Atzeres Hi L'Shem U'Malchus. So it's a shame for Malchus. Miloshin say yeser ba'ami. So it's a language of Malchus of kingship. So yom she'amdo yam melech gosh baruch alem. So that day this is on the yam. Gosh baruch was king over them. K'mo shekatzav Hashem yonchlam ba'ed. It's the end of the shir. It says Hashem yonchlam ba'ed. He vasis par v'chol v'shav v'gomer. Fine. Yos yom ha'malchus gosh baruch amo. And because it's a day of gosh baruch being king over the Jewish people. It's proper not to do malacha on this day. And therefore, it's going more mekudosh than the other previous 6 days. Says the Bible now, why is it that Shri Shal Pesach has significance? Because it was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became melech over our people. So again, we find a different. That's what he says.
I know.
That's what the Bible now says, that because on Shri Shal Pesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu became melech over us, so that's why we don't do melech in Shri Shal Pesach. So it's nothing to do with the Kriyas Yamsuf, it's nothing to do with the Shira. Says the Bible now, no, the real reason that why we're celebrating Shri Shal Pesach is because this is the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu became melech over Am Yisrael. That's what the Bible now says. That's the significance of the day.
Back down to what we said earlier with Ron Kertin versus Ron Simplatin.
Yeah, we're going to get there. Yeah. So, but there's a third approach in Rishonim. If you look in the Siddur of Sadigon, so look at Rav Sadigon refers to the seventh day of Pesach. Chen derech hakiddush shel kol chag b'shinei makom shem achaga hu chutz min chag hashmada bovad she'inam rov shechianu. So, meaning he says that when it comes to kiddush yantiv, there's one basic text, and you change it for that day, depending on the holiday, except for one exception. Chutz min Chag Hashmad B'Vad She'im Omri Shechianu. According to, as Rav Sadia going to refer to Shri Shal Pesach, what does he call it? Chag Hashmad, the holiday of destruction. So according to Rav Sadia going, what's the emphasis of Shri Shal Pesach?
The annihilation of the
Exactly, the annihilation of the mitzvah. I mean, he calls it chagah hashmara, which also comes back to what we saw from the Ma'arak at the beginning, that we say zman simchasin because it's a simcha of the fact that the Egyptians were drowned. So, meaning, but you see here that the emphasis on Shisha Pesach is the annihilation of the Egyptians. And this is also brought up by Ibn Ezra. You look at Ibn Ezra, he says, B'yom Rishon Yom Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yom Ashri Hu Yom Tvias Parak HaShar Farish. So the first day is the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And what's the significance of the seventh day? That's the day that Pyro drowned. So meaning, right, what the Ibn Ezra is highlighting is that the significance of the seventh day of Pesach is coming from the fact that the Egyptians drowned on this day. So what comes out is that we have three shittas in Rishonim to explain the significance of seventh day of Pesach. According to the Sforno and Rashi, the significance of seventh day of Pesach is that this is the day Klai Yisrael sang Shira. According to Barbanel, this is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Melech over the Jewish people. And presumably that's through the Nesach Kriyas Yom Tov. And then the third approach is this of Rav Sadia Gaon and Rav Ibn Ezra. The significance of Shusha Pesach is coming from the fact that it's the day that the Mitzvah got destroyed and drowned in the sea. So you see, not all the Rishonim are agreeing to the significance of Shusha Pesach. It's not like one... Well, even though everyone agrees that Kriyas Yom Tov caused the day to become Asib Malacha, but there's different approaches on whether what exactly in specific or particular caused the day to be special. So, I guess to sum up, really what we discussed was the significance of...
What's not going to be the
No, so what's going to be the nafkamina? So, potential nafkamina A is this discussion in Iraq of what we should say, Zvan Simchasin, Zvan Chayusenu. If the entire day, I mean, if you assume like the Iraq, that the entire day is focused on the destruction of the Mitzvah, so maybe you're going to say, Zvan Simchasinu. Everyone agrees you're not going to say Shechem, because that's in the Gemara. Again, the question is why. Meaning, the Sefer Batman that comes up with this whole fancy Shechem Torah when we don't say Shechem. And the Pashup Shad is, why don't we say Shechem on the seventh day of Pesach? It's not a different holiday. But meaning, the more you view seventh day of Pesach as a fundamental own independent holiday, the more of that you're... Yeah. And it's coming up in Afghanistan as well. It's also the question that with the significance of the Kriyas Torah of Shushal Pesach, meaning the more you view that the day is all about the Shiros, so the more that the Kriyas Torah now takes on its own independent status and it's in sort of as trying to recreate, reenact. Right? The Kriyas Torah, sometimes we use it as a vehicle. It's not just... one of the ways that the Kriyas Torah is supposed to be viewed, it's not just reading text. It's also we're trying to sort of reenact moments. We're starting to recreate certain scenes. So part of the Shushal Pesach experience is we're trying to recreate the Kriyas Yom Tov, and that one of the ways we do that, perhaps, is with the Kriyas Torah, and back in the day, they used to translate it into English, into French, and they would, and there's a special hall, and they would stand, and everything is trying to recreate that Kriyas Torah experience. And also, we see the Vilna Gaon as well, right? The Vilna Gaon is, and a lot of shuls do this, I don't know here, but a lot of shuls to follow them in Hagen Vilna Gaon, right? They read Az Yashir on the last day of Pesach, line by line, because the point is that it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be a reenactment of Maimon Kriyas Yom Tov. Psukkah Zimra means, again, to show the importance of the day. And there's other nafkamins as well, right? There's a piyut. Have you ever heard it? Yom Lo Yabasha? Yom Lo Yabasha? They say it Bris Mila and they said Shurisha Pesach, right? So nowadays, they took out all the piyutim from davening. But back in the day, it's one of the piyutim, one of the piyutim they'd say in Birchus Kriyashma, was a piyut called Yom Lo Yabasha, which talked about Kriyas Yom Tov. The Prima Gaon brings down that on Shushal Pesach when you say it. So they would normally say it in Bris Mila, because it talks about Mila, and it's written by Rehuda Levi, the Kazari. The Nusach should be Yom Lo Yabasha, because this is the day that the miracle actually occurred. That's going to never happen in Afghanistan. In Shushal Pesach, it's the day that Kriyas Yom Tov occurred. So the Nusach of the Pir, it's not going to be Yom Lo Yabasha, it's going to be Yom Lo Yabasha.
And actually, maybe, I mean, this is a bit dachuk, you could add another nafkamina, which psukim is supposed to use Tam Elin for, which one's Tam Tachton. There's a machlekes, is it just the part of the pasuk when it has Shem Hashem, or the entire pasuk, or the entire thing, and I think there's a third sheet about it. But if it's all about Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the one of the sheets of the Barbanel, so it's very mistaken that you just do the parts that mention Shem Hashem, and the other parts are slightly tangential to that. But those parts you're going to highlight by using the Tam Elyon, whereas if it's a din destroying the Mitzvah, so the whole thing is, we'll receive Tam Elyon L'chor, the same according to the Sfarno.
Okay, yeah, that could be an Avinaf Kamino. Avinaf means with the... I think you told him shout from Shmulevitz, Rav Avram Shmulevitz?
No.
I think, no. That's not kind of Shmulevitz's son.
Rav is another, but
it's a minute ago. You go to Chasish Shtibos, they sing, they stay up all night and they sing songs and whatever. So where does this come from? So the Targum Yonason says that the seventh day of Pesach is an Atzeres. It's the Kanishta, the Tishbacha, something like that, to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point is that, I mean, where's he getting this idea from? I mean, the idea is that the seventh day of Pesach, really, its significance comes from the fact that Klal Yisrael sang Shir on this day originally, thousands of years ago. That's what Midas Leyantiv. So for the proper way to celebrate the day is to continue singing Shir. And that's what they do. That's what the Chassidim do. I think Rav Asher Weiss says in his show, they have a...
Yeah, at midnight, they have a reenactment of it. I'm
yeah, they've been reenacting Kriyas Yamsev, and then they sing for like an hour, and they go through...
They dance.
And the Catholic kind brings this down. I mean, but it's come from this idea that we're trying to reenact Kriyas Yamsev.
Doesn't the Chronicles also translate Atzeres with the word Knosh in...
Correct. That's what it is. Yeah, the Tanya Yonason added on next door. I mean, Tanya Yonason's a questioner who wrote it, but he added on an extra word. It's a kanosh, it's a day of gathering together to give tishbachos. So he says that's the source for this minon. Okay? So you should celebrate Jewish Pesach properly.
Good.
Oh, yeah.